setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically your purpose. Do you know what you were born to do? Some of you don't. That's okay. You're in the right place. Some of you know what you were born to do, but you're not sure how to get there. That's okay, too. You're in the right place. And some of you know what you were born to do. You know how to get there. However, you've stalled or you never started due to fear, finances, family, maybe even failure. I was talking to my colleague John Deloney today. We were talking, we sit next to each other, and we were just talking about the idea of shame. Do we choose shame? See, I don't think we can choose guilt. We know when we did something wrong. That's the conscience. That's seared into who we are. But I do think we choose shame. Because once we've been forgiven, then we must forgive ourselves. And we don't talk about this a lot on the show, but there are people listening to me right now. You know what you were born to do. You know how to get there. Maybe even you did it, but you failed morally. And you feel like life has put you on the shelf and that you can't come out of the cave. And I'm here to tell you, you're choosing that. If you've been forgiven, come on out. Forgive yourself. You still have much to contribute. 844-747-2577. So that's what we talk about here. That's why we talk about it, because you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. You don't have the option to not be who you were created to be, because it's not about us. It's about others. So welcome. It's a different kind of talk radio. We're talking purpose, not politics. Before we get into the calls today, I want to address something that is very relevant with this great resignation that we're experiencing this year. 48% of Americans are actively looking to change careers. Whoa! And the hiring process can be really sucky and yucky. I get it. And we get this question a lot. It's a small question, very relevant, though I want to address it, and we move on. Ken, do cover letters matter? Now, before I tell you the short answer to this, let me give you quick context. If a company requires cover letters with the resume, which a lot of companies still do, they don't even know why. Because here's what the data shows us, that hiring managers are spending an average, listen to this, folks, of 7.4 seconds scanning your resume. 7.4 seconds? Are you kidding me? So does a cover letter matter? If they require a cover letter, sure, you have to give them one. But they're not looking at the cover letter if they're spending 7.4 seconds on average. Because by the way, if we need to be reminded of fifth grade math or fourth grade math, the average takes in the high and the low. So folks, why am I bringing this up? Because we get this question a lot on social media. We get it on our email, ask@kencoleman.com. It doesn't matter a whole lot at all. The answer is no. It doesn't matter that much, but you got to do it. If they require it, do it. You don't want to get disqualified from the hiring process just because you didn't do it. As much as I want to be a rebel and abolish cover letters forever because they're a waste of time and space and paper, if they require one, do it. But why am I telling you this? Relax. You don't have to write the world's greatest cover letter. It's not that big of a deal. They're not even looking at it. They just want to see if you could follow the rules. So do it. We got a great short article at kencoleman.com. It's free to you on cover writing tips. Do that. Relax. Stop freaking out over the cover letter. It just doesn't matter that much. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Oxford, Mississippi to get us started today. Michael joins us. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, I have initially, when I went to college, I never put much thought into my career. Mm-hmm. And I never knew what I wanted to do. So I went into nursing just because I knew it would provide for my family. And ever since then, I knew it was not my calling, and I've been just miserable, basically.
Yeah.
And as a result, I've kind of job hopped, and I thought maybe my next job will be something a little more tolerable. And I've kind of gotten myself into worse and worse situations. And now I'm in a position where I'm just miserable again. So I guess my question is I'm staying in nursing because I haven't been able to figure out what my true calling is.
All right, we'll get to that in a second. So we're in nursing. So what's the question?
My resume looks about like The Walking Dead now. So like it's kind of not good. So how will it going forward? When I do figure out what I want to do, is there some way I need to approach a hiring manager and say, hey, look, this is, I know that this resume, it looks like I'm job hopping.
All right.
How do I explain
that? Yeah. Okay.
Resume.
Have you been in nursing this whole time that you've been job hopping?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So first of all, nobody cares about how many jobs you had if you've got a relationship connection with them. And so the reality is you've been in nursing the whole time. You're not going to go to an eventual hiring manager in another industry and go, hey, listen, can we talk about my resume and how I've got a bunch of job hopping on it? We're not going to say that. Of course we're not going to say that. So we're only going to put in relevant work so we don't have to list the entire career biography. I don't teach that. So a couple quick things. For those people that are identifying with Michael's question, we've got the free resume guide, which is a wonderful resource at kencolman.com. Michael, I'm going to make sure that you go there after the call and you check that out. It's going to walk through all of that, okay? But that's the least of your issues. We got to figure out what it is that your calling is. And we figure that out. Then we go, okay, that's get clear. Stage one of my 7 stages to discovering what you were born to do. Stage one is get clear. What's my calling? What work can I do that keeps me in that purposeful space? Now we go, what do I need to do to get qualified? Then that's stage two. Stage three is getting connected. That's why I wrote the proximity principle. That's why I wrote the new book. It's got all 7 stages from paycheck to purpose. So a couple things. I think you have an idea, but you've either not verbalized it or you feel a little nervous verbalizing what your calling might be. Am I right or am I wrong?
There, I do have a few ideas, and okay. I am afraid to pursue them.
Okay. Oh, I'm so happy. All right, now listen. We're on radio right now. I got to do a commercial break in about 40 seconds. But Michael, if you're willing to wait for a few minutes, we're going to tackle this on the other side of the break. And here's what I need from you. I need you to prepare your brain to shut off, and I want you to share your heart. When we come back, I want a couple of those ideas, and we're going to find out if fear is telling you the truth or if fear is lying to you. You hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because no more of the job hopping, baby. We're going to stay being a nurse, and as long as it takes for you to step into what God created you to do, the answer, I believe, is on the other side of the break. Hold on. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. You know, deep inside of you where your heart resides, that you were created to do more. And some of you need to figure it out. And right before we went to break, Michael called in from Oxford, Mississippi. He's been job hopping within the nursing industry. he fell into, note the quotes, nursing because he thought, well, this is a stable industry. I think there were probably some clues early on in that decision we may pull out in just a moment. I don't know. But he wants to get out of nursing. He knows it's not his calling. He called because he's worried about what his resume is going to look like with all these nursing jobs. I said, well, that's not the issue. The issue is, what's your calling? I said, I guess you have some ideas. Am I right? He said, yeah, I got a couple, but I'm afraid. And I said, hang on. So here we go. He's had some time. He's had some time to prepare. So we're going to go back to Michael. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show again. Here we go. I want to hear these ideas, these things you've been wondering about. You know it's not nursing. Give me these ideas. Number one.
Number one would be, I feel like I'm on the wrong end a lot of times of wellness. I want people to be well as opposed to getting them on the sick end and giving them medicines that are having side effects. So I've, for a while, I've wanted to start a business as far as nutrition, a smoothie bar where I can, sell nutritional supplements, promote wellness.
Love it.
A place like that.
Love it. All right. What's number two?
Well, the other aspect of wellness, athletic movements, a gym type atmosphere. I don't want to start a gym, but I have thought a few times about starting a sporting goods store and kind of coordinating with area like runners clubs, mm-hmm. Bikers clubs, and just having that as kind of a base of having the community be fit and well.
I love it. Okay. So
something like that.
Those are the two big ideas. Any other idea that pretty much covers it?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, great. So I want to give you some quick context here. Then we're going to move through this about, is fear telling us the truth? Like saying, if I go right now and I stand on the edge of a cliff and fear says, Ken, be careful. You could fall over and crack your head like a watermelon. Fear's telling me the truth there, right? But if my daughter comes into my room tonight and says, Dad, there's a giant monster under the bed, I'm terrified. We know that fear's not telling her the truth. You tracking with me?
Right.
So we got to figure out if your fear is warning you or your fear is holding you back. All right. Now, the context here is we've got two spaces that you're very deeply passionate about. That is nutritional and the other is physical. All right. So for our conversation, we have some possibilities. I think if you go the nutritional route in your career, definitely a good fit. I think if you go the physical route, definitely a good fit. And I see them working together. I don't think it's an either or. Are you with me? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Is your heart starting to beat a little faster, Michael?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Now, what are you most afraid of in moving either one of these directions? Be really specific.
I'm afraid of the business failing and me not being able to provide for my family.
Okay. Legitimate fear. So what has to be true for those fears to never come to reality? What has to be true?
I would have to have enough money to fall back on.
That's right.
That's right.
And would not take a huge, giant risk. How about that? How about we just eliminate gigantic risk so that the emergency fund isn't really there? You with me on that one?
Right.
So let me give you an example. You're kind of with me. It makes sense, but you're having a hard time filling in the blanks. True or false?
True.
All right. Here's the giant risk. If you go today and you take out a loan to build a building, where you would house this retail shop that also has a smoothie bar, whatever. And we go into debt on an untested business. That's a giant risk. True or false?
True.
If the business fails, that can hurt you financially. True or false?
True.
Great. If we go and we sign a 12-month, 24-month, 36-month lease that requires a good chunk of income for an untested business. That is also a giant risk for an untested model. So if we don't take a big giant risk, Michael, then we don't have to be afraid of financial failure. You still with me?
Yes.
Okay. So what if we look for jobs that almost have the same core work of a nurse, but instead of caretaking people who are sick, you are guiding people to be well? How does that sound?
That sounds like it would be something I would be more passionate about.
Absolutely. I'm pretty proud of it myself. I'm coming up with it right here in the moment. So here's the thing. Why don't I see what it would take for me to move from nursing into the nutrition or the physical health space by looking at jobs, career paths within those spaces, and equate them to my nurse salary? And then I look at what it would take for me to get qualified to step into those spaces, and I don't see an interruption in income. I may not even take a step back financially. And I get in those spaces, and I get in, and I am on mission, doing work I'm passionate about, but someone else is paying me. As I learn, I get experience and expertise. And then there comes a day where maybe I save up for some side hustle, which may be an online component, maybe it's a part-time component, and I step from full-time working for somebody else in the nutrition physical space, and I eventually move into running my own business, but I'm cash flowing it, and I build the side hustle up until it replaces my income. What do you think about that path, Michael?
That does sound like something to look into.
Yes, you think? No, yeah. Let me just tell you something, brother. Yeah. That's the way you do this. If I may be so bold, okay, as to tell you that that's the way you do this. None of that requires you jumping off of a cliff. Am I right or am I wrong?
That's right.
Okay, so here's the deal. You change your mindset about nursing right now. Nursing is something you're good at. Nursing is something you're experienced at. Nursing provides you a very stable income. Chill out on job hopping. You're trying to look for the perfect nursing job. It doesn't exist. It's not our future. So chill out, man. Stay in a good nursing job and figure out next what are the jobs in nutrition or physical health that I feel I would get juiced about. Start talking to people that are doing different jobs. Shadow them. Become an expert in the type of jobs out there. And then the ones that your heart goes ding, 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 that's what we look at. This is not complex. The heart, the body will tell us. Then we go, okay, what do those pay? What do I need to do to get qualified? How much is that going to cost me based on my financial reality? How long is it going to take? And I start moving forward. Then I will, in the near future, Michael, I promise you, so I'm going to take you as long as you think right now to transition from nursing into one of those fields. Step into those fields. Crush it. Save money. Figure out your side hustle idea. Now there's no pressure. But you moving from nursing to starting a business in these fields is very, very risky. And when we are chasing the dream, folks, we should never put ourselves in such a risky financial position to where the stress of just trying to keep your nose above water steals the joy from the work. That's the trap. Be patient. You're listening to a guy. It took 10 years to step into my dream job. So don't be calling me with your 18-month woohoo plan. I ain't buying it because I've lived it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you go from paycheck to purpose. Incidentally, that is the title of the brand new book. Comes out November 9th. It's available for pre-sale right now at kencoleman.com. From paycheck to purpose, the clear path to doing work you love. We got all kinds of freebies that come in bundles for you to choose from. We've got the Get Clear Career Assessment, all that at kencoleman.com. These tools are fresh and ready to go. And if you're interested in that, check it out. Also, a lot of you are in the Great Resignation this year. 48% of Americans are changing jobs. And if you're not considering and using ZipRecruiter, I think you're making a big mistake. Couple reasons why. Number one job site in the world because of the results. Like, their candidates 3 times as likely to get hired. Great technology they use to match. They are a recruiter for you. Here's how it works. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Takes you a few minutes to fill out a profile. You hit submit. They begin to take your profile and actively start matching, shopping you to positions that fit your profile. When a company gets that match and they want to reach out to you, they contact you directly. Folks, that takes the yuck and the suck out of the job search. And now you are in, and I've given you the rest of the tools to win. So I don't know why you wouldn't do it, because it's free. I'm not pitching you on something you have to buy. I'm telling you, this is another tool in your tool belt. The number one job site in the world working on your behalf, they got companies that are paying them to look for talent. That's you. You're on purpose. You got the Get Hired guides at KenColeman.com, which are free. And you got ZipRecruiter working for you, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. I don't know why you wouldn't do it right now. We have 10 million plus jobs available in the United States. 8.7 million people unemployed. Companies are desperate. Now's the time to make the move. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Emily in Baltimore, Maryland. Emily, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Emily. What are you doing?
I'm trying to live the dream, too.
All right. That's what I like. Let's see if I can help. What's going on?
So I just last night applied to a job that I really would like, and I have a very good reference. So my reference for this job is actually the former CEO and president of that company.
Hello.
And I know him personally, and yeah. I have him at the top of my resume, as you like advised to have it up there at the top.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, because I really want this job, is there anything else I should be doing? Like, I already submitted everything, but I don't know on my end if there's more I can do, I guess.
Well, you certainly prepare. You prepare as though you're going to get the interview, and you blow them away. Now, you got the great reference with the former CEO, right? That's wonderful. If you know that person well enough, I'd say, hey, what are your thoughts?
Okay.
You know, what's some insider baseball about the company that I should know? I want to be so prepared that when I walk in there, it sounds like I'm an investigative reporter who has spent 6 months investigating this company in a good way,
yeah.
Not like a gotcha way, but in a good way. Like, you know, I know what the company's about. I would be paying attention to their wins. What are their social media wins? What are they proud of? What are they promoting on their social media channels? What are some publicity things that they've gotten that they've won? You know, dive in deep into the mission and purpose of the company. Whatever they put on the website, you need to know it cold. You don't have to have it memorized, but you just need to be able to talk about it really effectively. Really prepare. Okay. Listen, study the job description of the job you're applying for like your life depends on it. And when you read the job description, look for words that match up to your talent, passion, and mission. You've been listening to my show. You know what to do there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you go in, you ought to be able to just talk so freely about, well, the job description says this. That happens to be my top 3 or 4 talents. You know,
okay.
The job description says this. What's great is I love this work. I do this kind of work for free. You know, this job produces this result. That's my missional result. So you just become so ingrained in the job description and your reason for being there, your enthusiasm. For the work, your passion for the mission. I think if you just do that, you're going to perform very well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. One other final encouragement to Emily and to everybody else. Remember this. Relentless preparation leads to reflexive performance. Let me say it again. Relentless preparation for your job interview will lead to reflexive performance in the interview. What I mean by reflexive, your brain is full, it's ready, it's a supercomputer, let it do its job. If you prepare the brain, it will perform. And so in those moments of great pressure, because you've prepared, even in the nervous moment, anxiety starts to show up. I'm telling you, your brain will reflex and it will deliver the things that you were preparing for. Your brain will pull it up. It's not going to be perfect, but you're going to do fine. Trust me. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Greenfield, New Hampshire. Jen joins us there. Jen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Okay, let's try that again. I hit the wrong button potentially. Jen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. There we go.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. How can I help?
That's okay. So I am a registered nurse, and I'm choosing not to get the COVID vaccine right now for personal reasons. And because of that, I might be facing termination in the near future.
Yep.
And there's nowhere else I can really turn as far as hospitals go or anywhere outpatient right now because a lot of places are requiring the vaccine.
Yep.
So I'm really scared. I've been in healthcare for 10 years, and it's all I know. And I may or may not be facing a career change. I've got debt. I've got two little kids. I'm just feeling very overwhelmed and not sure where to turn.
Yeah. Okay, this is the third call I've got on this week. This is going to become more and more of a thing. This is very tough. I'll try to break this down in just a few minutes because it's pretty simple. This isn't a complex thing. You've made your decision already.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the financial challenges that will come if they let you go, you're going to make that decision. Despite how hard it's going to be financially, you've already made the decision. I'm not getting the vax, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we now have to focus on what is that going to do to me financially? And I've been in healthcare this long. We've got to think through this. And so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to look at first and foremost, I've got a lot of experience in healthcare. What is the work that I do really, really well? And it doesn't have to be so medical specific. It's just like, what am I gifted at? And as a nurse, you're really gifted with people, I'm guessing. You got some really good people skills, true or false?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And there are other technical skills that you have. So what we would call hard skills. Maybe you're organized. Maybe, you're really gifted at communicating. I don't know. You've got to just sit there and look at your profile and go, what do I do best? Because those are the tools that I can now do other work. You are not limited to just healthcare. That's the first myth. So we've got to sit there and go, right now, we're not even worried about dream job. We just have to have a backup plan. And you're starting to prepare now for applying, maybe even getting ahead of this thing. Maybe you're working an extra job or two on the weekends to stack up a full month's worth of expenses. Maybe we can squeak out two. See if you can hold on long enough. I will tell you, right now under U.S. law, there is nothing prohibiting companies from requiring you to get a vaccine. I do anticipate that there will be states. I don't know if New Hampshire is one of them. I would guess not. But I will bet you there will be some southern states that will pass legislation that says that companies cannot require it. But as of right now, there's no federal law, nothing prohibiting companies from doing this. There are two exceptions. A religious exemption, which you have to prove it. You can't just say, well, I'm not doing it because of my faith. It's got to be tied to your religion. You got to demonstrate that. The second thing is the physical disability, which I'm sure you're familiar with, the ADA. If you don't have those two, they can force you. But I would still seek the counsel of an employment attorney locally to see how long you might be able to put this off if they force you for the sole purpose of you preparing for the next step. And if you got to do two part-time jobs just to stay alive, you do it. Hang on, we're going to help you out. Helping you get unstuck and then get you on purpose. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, listen, for those of you that are thinking about getting into tech, our show this week on Friday, we're going to really focus in on those questions. Every angle you can think about, I want to get into tech. How do I do it? How much will it cost me? How much can I make? How hard is it? Everything. We're going to do that. And in the meantime, check out betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. I have a partnership with them. They have a 9-month program that costs you less than $15,000, and they have an incredible placement percentage. Over 75% of their students are getting placed in jobs. They help you with the placement. They don't just train you, they place you. And they're doing amazing work. You can start out making $70,000-$75,000. betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, let's go to Potlatch, Idaho. Oh my gosh, I love these names. I'm never not entertained by all the different names. That's why I always tell Amanda, I want to know the exact place these folks are calling from if they're willing to share. So fantastic. Micah joins us there. Micah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for talking with me. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Micah. What's going on?
Hey, so just to tell you my situation, I worked for one company for about 7 years and was getting unhappy with different things, away from home way too much. So I started to looking to start my own business, doing something else. And I did that, and I was planning on doing that, starting off next summer, summer 2022. But I got a job offer through a different company, home a lot more, better money. And so I took that offer, and I'm really happy there now. I just kind of want to know your opinion, if I should stay at my new job or if I should do what I was initially planning on and going out on my own.
Well, let's review. You, in your current job that you've taken, which you've been there how long?
About a month.
About a month. You're happy, right?
Yes, sir.
You're home a lot more, and you're making more money.
Yes, sir.
That's three compelling reasons why we would stay, right?
Right.
Except
on the other hand, I'd have the freedom of my own business, too, you know?
Come on. That's where I was going. I was just setting it up for you, right? But then on the other hand, you're still calling me. Which leads me to believe from experience that even though you're happy, you're home more, and you're making more, there's a silent, still silent voice kind of whispering to you all the time, Micah, you're supposed to do something else. Am I about right?
If I ever did it, I wouldn't know, but I got such good security where I'm at, I'd hate to give it up.
Well, who says you have to? I don't know what this business is, but is this possible that you could start this business on the side and take our time with it and not put yourself at risk?
Not really. It's, I don't have a degree right now.
Whoa. What's the business?
It's a roadside spraying. So it'd be spraying county roads and stuff like that.
Why do you have to have a degree to do that?
No, I'm saying I don't have it. So... it's just different than a lot. I don't need a degree. I don't want to.
I know.
I don't have it.
So I'm confused all of a sudden. Why can't you start road spraying on the side while you have this awesome current day job?
Because the contract for my work that I have lined up is for 600 miles of roadside, and I can't do that on the side on top of a full-time job, just time-wise.
Okay. So it's a time.
I can't get that done in the evenings and weekends, you know.
Okay, but could you not do a smaller contract where you don't have as much to cover?
Potentially, if I mean, I've got this 600-mile contract set up.
Right. Let me ask you a question, and I don't want to in any way knock it. We only got a minute left, so I got to answer quickly. Is this something you could train somebody else to do?
Potentially.
Come on, man.
I don't
man.
Know much about it myself.
Well, but it's spraying.
I got to train myself first.
Yeah, but it's spraying stuff on the side of the road. How hard could it be, man? Come on. I actually like this. Here's what I want you to do. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Absolutely stay where you are. But do not quit on this idea. Go get trained.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing stopping you from getting trained on how to do it. Learn everything you need to learn about it and go, wait a second, I got a 600-mile contract ready to go. All I need is an able body. What if you took, and I'm making this up for example purposes, what if you took 100 miles and you did those on a 3 or 4 nights in the weekend and you hired some other young kid who likes making really good money and working on his own, or another dude who likes to be autonomous and wants to make good money spraying? No stress, no people. Dude, you could start this business now.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're the contract. You're the guy making the agreement. You're the guy taking care of business. Who says you have to be doing the spraying? Oh my gosh, Micah, you owe me a check because I think you're going to make a lot of money. Start this thing once you know how to do it. Start it small. Get somebody to help you do the 600 miles. Now we're off and running. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us as we talk about what you were born to do. We're talking about your work. You were created to contribute. And if we don't acknowledge that our work is more than just a paycheck, I think we're missing out on a huge, huge, purposeful part of our life. That you can do work that you really enjoy and also make a good income. But this idea that I got to choose between income and impact, or largely, I think just most people go through life thinking that work is just about income, the paycheck, and it's not. I'll just give you a quick snapshot here of the reality of how much time we spend at work. The average American will spend over 90,000 hours at work in their lifetime. That is a staggering amount of time. But let's just pull out of the 90,000 plus hours, a big giant number, and let's just look at our normal day. Whether you're working from home or not, the amount of time you spend working, and then let's throw sleep in there next, yikes. I mean, come on, that's sobering. Why wouldn't you want to do work that matters deeply to you? It's not okay just to kind of go, well, I'm just, you know, it's just a job. By the way, this doesn't mean that you have to hate your job to understand what I'm saying. You could not hate your job and go, oh, it's just a job. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to make it to retirement. Some of you are so miserable that you just can't wait to make it to Friday night. Happy hour and drink your face off because you've been so miserable during the week. Good grief. So you spend half a Saturday miserable just because you drank your face off on Friday night? I mean, that's the reality for so many millions of people. Let me tell you something. When I drive home on Friday night, I'm gassed. I'm juiced Monday morning until Friday evening. And then I'm gassed because I've poured myself out. Am I tired? You better freaking believe I'm tired. But I'm not miserable. I'm like, man, what a good week. What a good week. Man, I gave everything I had. It's a good week. Made progress. Helped a lot of people. Now I'm going to go recreate myself. Recreation. The word is recreate. So what do? You take your weekend and you unplug. Be around family, friends. Do something exciting and fun. Fill up the cup again. And come Monday morning, you're ready to go. Folks, this isn't some motivational pipe dream. Simple. When you're on purpose in your work, when talent, what you do best, passion, work you love to do, and mission, results that you want to produce, get in alignment, you are on purpose, you're in your sweet spot, and you got the juice. And people look at you and they go, man, this guy, this gal, they got the juice, man. You were born for this. It's not that simple. It's not that complex. It's actually that simple. And by the way, there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths in that sweet spot. So stop freaking out like, oh, is it the one? No, it's not the one. There's multiple. But knowing who you are and the uniqueness that you bring is half the battle. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to George in Phoenix, Arizona. George, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, yeah, this is George. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, you bet, George. What's up?
I don't know. I just got a little bit of a situation with my career. I'm currently working as a security officer, and I'm a security officer at two jobs. I'm working two jobs right now.
Okay.
But I did go to school before. I got a bachelor's in business administration, and I wanted to pursue a career in management, but that didn't pan out too well. You know, that didn't work out. You know, and I wanted to change careers, so I decided to go for addiction counseling, get my master's in counseling.
Okay.
Because that's something me and my counselor discussed, and it's something that it turns out that I was interested in doing. So just the problem was my situation right now is I'm going through a divorce, so I had to get two jobs. That's why I'm doing two jobs right now. And I took a break from school because of that, and I like to go back and finish, but I'm just in a situation where, you know, working two jobs and going to grad school seems difficult. And also, I know I need a network as well, meet people, like doing the in the career field.
Sure.
And I just don't feel like I have enough time to do all that, you know.
Okay, well, maybe you don't. But that's just for a season, right? So yes. What you've got to do is you're in the middle of a divorce. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're working two jobs just to kind of make ends meet and all the stuff. And then you've got grad school. How far along into the counseling degree are you?
Well, I'm three classes in. It's about 13 courses.
Okay. So what needs to be true for you to be able to spend the time necessary to go to do the schooling? What needs to be true? It's a very simple answer. You tell me in your words.
I need to have the time to do it.
I
got to spend time on it.
I know, but why don't you have time right now? Tell me the main culprit that's stealing time away from you getting the degree.
Oh, is working two jobs and having to pay for, because the rent's really high here and all that, so just...
Right. So what we have to do is we have to change our financial situation. And when we change our financial situation, then we will have the time. But right now you're working two jobs and it's the second job. I'm trying to help you pinpoint the way through this. And right now I'm glad you're working two jobs. You're doing what you got to do, man. That's fantastic. I applaud you. It sucks, but it's necessary. Now, what we got to do is we got to say, how do I get a better job so that I don't have to work two jobs? It's one question. Second question is, how can I cut my expenses at the same time? So you're going through a divorce. You got kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
Great. Well, what's keeping you from having two or three roommates, right? Nothing. I mean, dude.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's where we're at. You've got to cut your expenses while increasing your income. That's it. Those are the two questions. How do I get out of two jobs and replace it with one job? How do I cut my expenses in doing those two things? And maybe you do get a better day job. You still work the second job. And we still press pause, by the way, on the degree. Because maybe we have to get a better day job and then work a second job for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. But we can do that, George. We can do that.
Yes.
As long as we know it's temporary. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's right, my man. I can see it. And if I can see the future, I'm willing to suffer to get to the desired future. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Come on, man. How bad do you want to do addiction counseling and help people and change their life? How bad do you want to do it?
Oh, really bad. Yeah, I really like to be in that field and help people.
All right, then. So if you want to do it really bad, then you're willing to do what it takes. Am I right, George?
Yes.
All right, George. Now, answer those two questions in the days and weeks ahead. Do not get discouraged. See, you're all fired up right now because I'm yelling at you like we're in a locker room. And you're ready to go out and tackle somebody, aren't you, George?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 3 hours from now, my obnoxious voice isn't going to be yapping in your ear. And you're going to be going, I don't know, man. This is so hard. I'm down. I'm going through a divorce. It sucks right now. My heart's hurting.
Yeah.
I'm tired of working the second job, man. I just want to freaking study, and I just want to be a counselor. You got to remember your why. You better find a face or two or 10 of somebody who's struggling with addiction. And you better remember your why. And you better also envision a desired future, my man. So go answer those questions. Go get more income. Cut your expenses big time so that you have time to pursue the degree. And don't you dare quit. I got news for you folks. George's journey is going to be hard. It's going to suck for a while, but it's so worth it. I'm the guy that took 10 years, starting at the age of 33, to get into broadcasting, step in my dream job. It sucked, but it was worth it. Before I let you go, remember this, you matter, and you have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.